Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, a top 10 university for online bachelor's programs. Tap to learn more or visit us at asuonline.asu.edu.
At Frost Bank, we believe young people are fearless. Look at the two biggest tech companies, both created by people under 25. Or when the world's biggest band flew over from England, they were all under 25. Our youngest customers are capable of amazing achievements, but they're still figuring out who they are. So we help by waiving the monthly service charge on certain accounts for account holders under age 25. It's about supporting the next generation. It's about more than money. Frost Bank.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
Controversial for me to say the Democrats hate America? I don't think it is, but I frankly, if you look at what the Democrat Party has descended into, what they are now, I cannot find a Democrat today that isn't bitching about, isn't moaning about, isn't complaining about how wrong America is, how wrong you are for wanting to have your rights, how wrong you are for wanting to defend your family with a firearm, how wrong you are for wanting to secure the borders, how wrong you are for wanting to protect that which is yours, private property. Did you guys hear about this story out of California? KCRA is reporting on this. You may have seen me posting about this on social media. As you all are likely aware, out of the People's Republic of California, crime is through the roof. In Democrat-run bastions, crime is being given the nod. They're like, yeah, crime, go. They will not prosecute people if they rip off $750 or less or $950 or less worth of merchandise. So basically, it's telling all of the business owners, hey, you know what? This is redistribution of wealth, and you're going to give up your wealth, and we are Democrats, so we're going to force you to give up your wealth to these criminals, to our voting base, right? So this one dude has ripped off a liquor store before, goes into this store and starts taking stuff off the shelves, cigarettes, and dumping them into a trash can. He's going to rip them off. And the owners had enough, and this guy, one of the owners is a clerk, a Sikh. He is wearing a turban, and he's one of these Sikh immigrants. He takes a broom and starts to whip Equity's ass right there on camera. You guys have got to see this. It's what we would call in old America just punishment for a thief, for a crook, for a criminal. You want to steal my stuff? You're going to get spanked. And this thug got a spanking. But now, as KCRA reports, some problems for the store clerks. Listen.
We're following developing news in Stockton. We have now learned the store clerks seen on a video beating a man who was trying to steal from their store are now under investigation for assault. So here's how it all started. The video shows this man going into a 7-Eleven in Stockton and emptying shelves of cigarettes into that large trash can. The video then shows the two clerks try to stop him before hitting him with a stick more than two dozen times.
Oh, two dozen times. They turned his butt over and they spanked his rear end because his mama didn't spank him enough when he was a kid getting out of line. So this guy breaks in, thinks he can steal other people's stuff. And did you hear the KCRA reporter? Oh, struck him two dozen times with a stick. Oh, no. The sympathy for the crook, for the thief. You could hear it in her voice. The left-wingers who dominate the basket of biased press, they hate law-abiding citizens and they love criminals.
The store clerks now say this man stole from their store two other times and threatened them. Stockton police say they are investigating the man who was beaten for robbery and the clerks for assault. When the investigation is complete, it will be sent to the San Joaquin County District Attorney for review. Then it's going to be up to the DA to determine what charges, if any, are filed against the store clerks.
Knowing the People's Republic of California, they're going to get the book thrown at them, and the crook, the criminal, is going to walk. In the name of equity, in the name of Marxism, in the name of Democrat values. There's a guy by the name of Konstantinos Kisi, K-I-S-I. He's the author of the book, An Immigrant's Love Letter to the West. He was visiting with Bill Maher, and I think he's identified properly America's problem. Listen to this.
I mean, when I talk to immigrants, that is one thing they do not like about the left, that they're always down on this country. We're irredeemable and we're racist and want to give socialism and sometimes Marxism a try.
Okay. There's Bill Maher, folks, not your liberty-loving Latino saying it. Bill Maher, a man of the left, who's saying this is what Democrats are all about. This is what GovEd is all about. This is what the American left is all about. Socialism and Marxism. Bill Maher's old enough to know better, saying it's, what are you, out of your minds? So this is the discussion. Even classical liberals are recognizing that, frankly, these people on the left are bat guano crazy.
I think Andrew Sullivan wrote a great column on it. He said, Karl Marx, the most assigned economist at the top schools.
Wow. The top schools, read about economic theory. Go check out Karl Marx. What? Wait a minute. That's the antithesis of capitalism. That's Marxism. Yes, that's right. Go research that. That's wonderful. We like to promote that here in our so-called institution of higher learning.
The third most taught book.
To me, someone who comes from the Soviet Union is mind-boggling. And you were talking earlier about why this woke ideology is so dangerous to the West. It is because people in other parts of the world are not teaching their young children to hate their own country.
Wait a minute. And you're going to hear a whole bunch of applause inside of Bill Maher's audience. But it is a fundamental truth that around the rest of the world, no other country like the United States teaches our youth to hate our country the way GovEd does here in America, the way the left wing does in America, the way the media does in America. Teaching our kids, no wonder they're growing up with anxiety. No wonder they hate this country, because the left can't stop talking about how awful we are. And they're often lying about how awful we are. Have we been awful in the past? In some areas, yes, we have. But our country is so great, we fought an entire war to erase the sin of slavery in this country. The deadliest war to date America has ever fought. We paid with a lot of blood to make sure that sin of slavery was gotten rid of in this country. But the left never lets it go. The left never acknowledges those who paid with their lives. And instead now they're using race to introduce Marxism, which will reintroduce, ironically enough, slavery into the United States. Slavery to the government.
And if you continue to do this, how is the West going to do in the battle of civilizations? Because that's what we're in, right? The Chinese want to thrive, the Russians want to thrive, and they're teaching their children to be strong, to be confident, to go out there to learn science instead of, equity and diversity. And a bridge doesn't work very well if it's built on diversity instead of math. So
I'm with you. I'm with you on all that.
I'm with you on all that, says Bill Maher. And you guys heard the largely liberal audience. You know, a bridge doesn't work so well if it's built on equity. There was some dumbass CEO, I can't remember which airline it was, but one of the airlines, one of the dumbasses who runs it, says, you know what, we're going to start hiring individuals based on equity. Based on diversity to fly your planes. Comedians started making fun of this. Wait. You're not hiring people on their competency, on their hours in the cockpit. You're hiring them based on the color of their skin. Oh, yeah. The one I can't remember who this comedian was. He's like, yeah, I'm just so tired of arriving on time and in one piece. This is how laughable this is. The Democrats are helping America commit national suicide. So to answer my own question, I really do think the Democrat Party and the American left hates this country. And that means we really ought to stop electing them to positions of power. We talked to one conservative senator who is not on board with what the left wing is doing to this country. Coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT, take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to texasscorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
I am your liberty-loving Latino. Do not confuse me with loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love my country, the United States of America. Love my state, the great state of Texas. It is nice to see Republicans who are actually conservatives and know how to wield power when they get it. Because, frankly, a lot of us are getting tired of sending Republicans up to Capitol Hill that look at their number one job as getting along with Democrats rather than representing their constituents. So I'd like to bring on one such senator, Senator Tommy Tuberville. He's better known to most people as the coach, currently serving his first term representing Alabama in the United States Senate, currently serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Veterans Affairs Committee, as well as the Agriculture, Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committees. Senator, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast. Glad you could make it.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing well, sir. I want to talk about the FD 1023s and all the malfeasance in government, but I want to start off because this got the White House's attention and they tweeted at you because you actually understand the mechanisms of government and you're using it to thwart what I would say arguably is a destructive agenda of the Democrats. You are putting a hold on several DOD appointees. Explain why.
Well, it's the only power that you have, Chris, in the minority when you're in the Senate, and we've been in a minority since I've been in. Since 2020, and the Democrats have had their way. They've actually had some Republicans vote with them in a couple of spending bills that should have never passed, but it is what it is. But, you know, when Roe Wade went down last year, I found out that the Biden administration said, you know, we can't control the states now, but we can't control federal employees, so we're going to just do abortion and make our own rules. And so that's what they've done. You know, they put out a new policy that was voted in by law in 1985 that the military at that time could only do abortions by the three exceptions, rape, incest, and harm to the mom. But, and again, Joe Biden voted for that. And so, but they turned around and just with a memo, they changed it basically to abortion at any time for their dependents, fly the mom around wherever they want to have an abortion, taxpayers funded. And I said, you know, we're not going to do that. We're not going to start legislating from the Pentagon. And I told Secretary Austin, if you do this, now I'm going to hold all your promotions of admirals and generals Well, they didn't think I'd do it. And now we're in going on 7 months, Chris, and there has not been a promotion. And I don't care if we have one. You know, we got enough people running the Pentagon. We got enough generals and admirals, and they act like it's readiness that I'm putting a hold on. But I'll tell you, it's the sergeants and the petty officers that do the readiness. It ain't the generals and admirals that sit around at a desk. So that doesn't concern me. But what does concern me is they're making laws from the Pentagon and the White House like dictators, and I'm not going to allow it.
Well, you're damn right about who really runs things. And frankly, there's no loss. Dating back to the Obama era, I had generals and colonels and other high-ranking officers talking about the Great Purge. So all these DOD appointees you're holding up are just yes men who are facilitating the end of the United States military's dominance in the world for this social justice agenda that they're trying to cram down our throats. The what I call the LGBTQ ABCDEFG cultural Marxist agenda, or the divisive critical race theory agenda that is basically taking out the efficacy of our military. So I think that you're stopping these appointees is of benefit twice over, because you're keeping all these yes men generals who are facilitating the end of military dominance. You're keeping them at bay. Is that fair? Is that accurate?
That's exactly right. And if you remember Barack Obama saying, I'm going to transition this country to something else back, I don't know, years ago. Well, they've done exactly that. And this is just the third term of the Obama administration. They hated it when President Trump got elected. And that's the reason they worked so hard to cheat him out of his job and get him out of there, prosecute him for phone calls. And it was a disaster. And unfortunately, we got a lot of people, including some Republicans, that went along with that and voted to get rid of President Trump. And the American people have, I think, started to see what's going on. But all of our institutions, Chris, have been affected. You know, the FBI is gone, as we would know it, as you and I growing up. And then, of course, we've lost our education system. They're trying to get our military now. They're trying to take it away from us through this woke ideology. And a lot of these generals and admirals have bought into that. And so it might be good that we don't promote any of these people and keep a hold on them try to get our military back. If we lose our military, our national security, my goodness, our recruiting has gone to heck in a handbasket. Nobody, sure. None of these kids want to go. Chris, if you think about this stat, in the 40s, close to 50% of the young men and women that go into the military are because their parents were in the military. Well, now that's down to 13%. Their parents are saying, listen, it's not the military I grew up in. Do not get into this mess. And so it's we're a military looking for an identity right now. And that identity is not what you and I want it to be.
That, true enough. And, you know, human nature says you want to be a part of a winning team. And under Democrats, America is a loser, from the military to every aspect of American life. Senator Tommy Tuberville is our guest from the great state of Alabama. You brought in President Trump. I think that your hope that the American people see what's going on here is backed up by the polls. Every single time they throw another indictment at him or more government persecution, not prosecution, persecution, his poll numbers rise because the American people see what's going on. What's your take on either the classified document indictment that's already come down, which is laughable, as Joe Biden has been stealing classified documents in this country since 1974, and he never had the right to them, and this latest indictment that is supposed to come down either today or sometime this week?
Well, they keep throwing mud on the wall, and none of it's going to stick. People are starting to see that, hey, wait a minute. I mean, this happens to every president that takes some documents. And, of course, the DOJ is all bought and paid for. Merrick Garland's a joke. And what's going on here is just the American people are trying to be persuaded through this woke media, this mainstream media that's almost ruined this country. But they're starting to figure this out. Wait a minute. Every time something happens, it's always President Trump's fault. And our country was better off, much better off, in his 4 years than it has been since Ronald Reagan. So the American people need to wake up. I tell you, and I tell people that, Coach, what I do, first of all, you get on your hands and knees in the morning and night and pray that we can save our country. The second thing is we have got to get somebody in that White House that will fight back. And they don't want anybody to fight back. They want somebody to just take it and go on with it. And President Trump's the only one I know that can do that. And looking forward to seeing Friday. He comes to Alabama Friday to speak, and looking forward to seeing him there. But he's on a roll. He will win if he doesn't get cheated again, and we'll just keep it that way.
The Devin Archer testimony that's scheduled today, I'm not sure if you caught what happened over the weekend. Oddly enough, the DOJ on Saturday, Senator, said, hey, you know what? This would be a great time for Devin Archer to report to jail so he can't go talk to Republicans. They've kind of backed off on that because, I mean, a Saturday action, everybody was crying foul about what they attempted to do. So it looks like Archer, unless he delays it again, because this is the fourth time he would go talk to Congress. What do you expect to find from his testimony? What have you been hearing?
Well, I've read most of the materials and talked to the people in the House that's read some of the other materials that were not available to us in the Senate, and it's a disaster. And we've all known this. Joe Biden, after doing what he did for while he was in the Senate, and then obviously as a vice president, gets out, he got no chance. He knows he got no chance of being president of the United States. So him and his son just turned the notch up a little bit. And oh my goodness, I just became president. Now what I do? We didn't hide emails. We didn't hide texts. We didn't hide phone calls. We didn't hide pictures like they normally would if they knew what were going to happen. So it's all out there now. It's all out in public. He's guilty. There's no doubt about it. He's guilty. His son's guilty. But will the DOJ, that's bought and paid for by the Biden administration, will they do their job? Or do some of them need to go to jail? I mean, it's just a catastrophe for our country, and it's just amazing. The great country that we've grown up in, we got so many crooks that are running around the White House and the DOJ and the FBI. They can't tell the truth. They won't tell the truth. And just again, this is the American people have to fight back on this, because if we don't, it'll be over with, as you and I know it. We grew up in it, and we won't have the opportunity to let our kids have the same country we were able to grow up in the last 50, 60 years.
Folks, we're having a conversation with a senator who sounds an awful lot like one of our senators, Senator Tommy Tuberville. He is an Alabama senator, and he's been in the Congress since 2020. Sir, I want you to put your political hat on for me, because you've alluded to this several times, and I'm just jonesing to hear what you think about it. As you know, these FD-1023s, there are several of them implicating Joe Biden in a bribery scheme. The one that's got the most traction and the most evidence piling up on it is the FD-1023 as it pertains to Burisma and the Ukrainian oligarch. And despite these mountains of evidence that are coming out, you've got the biased press like Chris Wallace over at CNN, and you've got, as you alluded to, GOP senators like Mitt Romney and John Cornyn of Texas, who are saying, "No, we don't need to be impeaching Joe Biden the way the Democrats." By now, they'd already impeached Trump once, and they were working on the second impeachment by now. And many Republicans are starting to ask the question about the nature of the Republican Party. Don't the Romneys and the Cornyns of the world run the risk of branding the GOP as just a rubber stamp for the Democrat Party?
Well, if you look at it, the Democrat Party, whether they believe it or not, they fall in like ducks in a row. You know, they're all going to go by the party line. But I will say this. Fortunately, on our side, we don't do that. Yeah, people have different beliefs. But again, are those beliefs what they need to believe? I don't know. That surely they've seen the same material that I've seen. Mm-hmm. If they hadn't, they hadn't done their due diligence. But you know, I look at it, Chris, as we've gotten to the point, it's really not the Republicans and independents and Democrats anymore. It's, are you an American? Are you against this country? Are you anti-American? That's basically the bottom line here.
Sure.
Do we want a country that's free, that's a republic, that believes in freedom of speech, believes in our Constitution, believes in the things that's made this country great for 247 years, or do we want to change it? And if we don't fight back on that, if we don't get enough Americans to fight back on that, it's going to change. And hopefully we can save our country as we all know it and give people the freedom and the opportunity. You know, that's what this country gives you. It doesn't give you anything but an opportunity to succeed. And if you don't want that opportunity, if you don't sit around and collect a paycheck, then that's your fault. But don't give me this, that this country is is a country that doesn't believe in freedom of speech and the ability to give all people, everybody here that's an American citizen, has the same opportunity. And some have a little bit better than others because of maybe parents. But that still, that doesn't keep you from being successful. And so, it is the greatest country ever. I can't wait to get home when I go out of the country on some of these foreign visits. But it's, we've got to fight for our country.
Senator, I'm with you. I think that what's the dividing line is no longer between Republican or Democrat or, frankly, conservative or liberal, because I've been nodding in agreement with guys like Bill Maher, who was out there fighting for free speech in this country as a liberal. And he and I probably don't agree on policy, but we agree on basic Americanism. But you're seeing, like the aforementioned John Cornyn, the aforementioned Mitt Romney, individuals like that betraying what they have claimed they've been representing their entire lives, which is the Constitution and our freedoms, out of hatred of President Trump. And I'm going to give you another example. You had 20 Republican members of Congress, members of the House of Representatives, vote to save Adam Schiff. Now, here's a guy who used his position on the Intelligence Committee, weaponized it against our fellow Americans. And they said, well, he shouldn't pay a price for it. They censured him, but with no disincentives, a financial penalty, they would have provided a disincentive for Democrats to do something similar in the future. Don't these Democrats have to start paying a price for what they do to us?
Yeah, well, I've watched it now for 2.5 years, and really all my life at some degree, but it's really gotten worse. And I think a lot of these Democrats sometimes, as I said earlier, they all fall in line with the party line because why? They want to get reelected. They enjoy being called either congressman or senator. Sooner or later, somebody's going to have to pay a price for this. And you said Adam Schiff can't tell the truth. I mean, there's something wrong with the guy, to be honest with you. when you sit there and you cannot look and read the truth and then tell it, you got huge problems. It just shows how much bias there is towards what they think this country ought to be and the direction we should go, and against the people that they dislike. I mean, they dislike Pelosi and Schiff and Swalwell and Cheney and all these people. They ought to be ashamed of what they did to this country the last few years, because they hid all the problems that we were having. It's just made the problems worse, and there's been no chance to put any answers to them when you don't define the problem. Well, we're now defining the problem with a Republican House, and that problem was deep-rooted, and it has done terrible damage to our country and to the people of this country. So hopefully we can start putting some answers to some of these problems that these people think that they're better than everybody else when they're a senator or congressman. Now, if you can't tell the truth, you're a liar. Yep. At the end of the day.
Amen, sir. And you know what? I look forward to getting you back on the program because and having a discussion about the press, because their insistence on controlling words and phrases really rubs me the wrong way. And I know what they're doing. I know why they're doing it. And it has nothing to do with a United States of America. It's just the opposite. Senator Tommy Tuberville, everybody, from the great state of Alabama. Sir, it is refreshing to talk to you, and come back soon.
Thank you, Chris. Talk to you soon.
That's going to wrap up this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. ChrisSalcedo.com, we're trying to get this thing refurbished, redone, and a whole new look, but I'm running into some technological challenges behind the scenes. Hopefully we'll get that done in short order, and I can hardly wait to start talking about it because I'm really excited about the changes we are making. So hopefully you guys can check that out. Also check out TexasScorecard.com for the big news around the state of Texas. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for we, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Ever find yourself in a department store with a question, but you can't find anyone who actually works there, so you just wander? That's what it feels like when you call most banks. But at Frost, we have live customer service 24/7, so you can speak to a real human right when you call, every time you call. No phone tree, no bots, just help from a real human when you need it. It's about being there for you. It's about more than money. Frost Bank.